From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, new job numbers are out, and they're better than expected.
But first to Atlanta, where today Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced new rules that will require insurance companies to cover mental health and addiction the same way they do physical illnesses.
It's really my great pleasure to share some big news with you today, news that I know many of you have been anxiously awaiting. Later this morning, we will post the final parity rule for mental health.
Sebelius calls it the largest expansion of behavioral health coverage in a generation. For more details, we are joined by NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, tell us what's in these new rules, first of all.
Well, the rules are designed to implement a 2008 law that basically said insurance companies have to treat mental illness the same way they treat other kinds of ailments, and they have to offer equivalent coverage. So the rules spell out what that means. For example, if a patient has a $10 copayment for seeing his internist, he should also have a $10 copayment for seeing his psychiatrist. It shouldn't be $10 for one and $50 for the other. Likewise, if an insurance policy covers a checkup with your heart doctor every 3 months, it should also cover quarterly visits to your head doctor. You can't have different limits for mental health care than there are for other kinds of treatment.
And do these parity rules apply to everyone who gets health insurance?
Yes, the rules cover all different kinds of insurance, so whether you get coverage through your employer, as many Americans do, or buy insurance on the individual market, or if you shop for health coverage on these new government exchanges, you should be able to get the same coverage for mental health care that you do for other kinds of services. I should add, under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, all health insurance policies must include mental health care and substance abuse treatment as a basic service. Now, the rules do not apply, though, to Medicare, the government-run health care program for seniors, nor to the private health care plans that manage treatment for some low-income patients who get Medicaid.
And why is this happening now? As you said, and as Secretary Sebelius said in the clip that we played earlier, this has been a long fight. This kind of legislation has been talked about for more than a decade.
Right. Congress actually first started looking at this kind of standard back in the mid-90s. And one answer of why it's taken so long, I guess you could say, well, it always takes longer to draft regulations than lay people think it ought to. And certainly the Health and Human Services Department's been a little bit busy trying to implement the president's signature health care law. That, of course, has had its own problems.
Yeah.
this was today a chance for the administration to add a more positive story. This announcement's going to be greeted well with a lot of people who've been seeking better mental health care coverage. And Health Secretary Sebelius announced the new rules at a mental health conference in Atlanta, where she joked that she was happy to be there and said, anywhere outside of Washington these days.
Well, and I want to get to that in a moment, Scott. But I first want to ask you: this is also being tied into legislation around gun control. That this has something to do with Newtown. The president had a list of executive actions that he wanted to accomplish by the end of the year. Tell us about that.
That's right. Improved mental health care was one of the recommendations that came out of Vice President Biden's task force on gun violence in the wake of the shooting in Connecticut. And unlike some of the legislative measures which stalled, this is an area where there's really not much controversy. Several of the high-profile mass shootings in recent history have been carried out by people with serious mental health problems, so there's a lot of support for trying to address that. I should add, of course, the vast majority of people who suffer from mental illness are not a threat to public safety, but they're often a threat to their own well-being. Secretary Sebelius noted today, suicide claims twice as many lives as homicide in this country, and she said improving mental health care for people, especially those between 18 and 30, when a lot of mental health issues begin to show up, could be a lifesaver.
And as you said, as you chuckled a moment ago, this does come at the time when the administration is dealing with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. President Obama even apologizing to people for saying that they could keep their health insurance if they liked it. Of course, we found out that in some cases that's not the case. How does this all fit into the bigger picture of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, you're right. The administration is trying to, you know, at least offer some alternative storylines without probably taking too much attention away from what's going to be the big story for more weeks to come. The troubled rollout of Obamacare has been a huge frustration for the president and the administration. In his interview last night on NBC, as you noted, Obama said he was sorry for people who've had their insurance policies canceled, despite his repeated assurance that those who like their coverage would be able to keep it. And, you know, that problem has really been aggravated by the website, because while the administration insists that many of these people who've been getting policies through the individual market will be able to find better coverage in the new government-run marketplaces, that's little comfort if they can't get past the electronic roadblocks and are unable to shop around.
Scott Horsley is NPR's White House correspondent. Scott, thanks so much.
Always good to talk to you, Jimmy.